It's kitten or kitty cat or kitty or whatever you would like to call me, and I'm gonna be answering some of your questions. Thank you for all your support. While recording this, I have quite a number, over 400 followers, so thanks. I hope you like this recording, I guess. I'm pretty nervous because I've never done this before. Well, let's get into the first question, I guess. Mr. Dex asks, which accent do you find the sexiest if you're listening to audios or just overall? I don't know. I think most accents are pretty nice. I think every accent has something that I like about it, so I can't really pick and choose. And then the next one, Anon asks, pineapple on pizza or nah? Okay, please don't shoot me. I like pineapples a lot. And I like them on pizza as well. So, yeah, I just think it's an acquired taste. Not everyone likes them. Somebody asks, how did you discover GWA? Well, I won't get into specifics, but it kind of all started on Tumblr, I believe, and then the person who I was listening to also uploaded audios on Literotica, and I was interested. And then from then on, I just realized that a lot of people were linking their Reddit pages, so I went to see what that was all about, and then I discovered Gone Wild Audio. And then John asks, how old am I? I'm 21. The country I'm in, I'm gonna be keeping that a secret. My height, I am 5'3" or 160 centimeters. What inspired you to start making audios? Well, I don't really like my voice that much, so I thought that maybe if I got comfortable by letting other people hear me, it would be great. So I did that, and I like it. So far, it's fun. Do I have any long-term goals or aspirations? I think I would like to be comfortable in life and happy, of course, but who knows? Any pets? I do not have any pets. I would like a cat though. And he also asks, will you marry me? Maybe. Next question. B asks, do you have a Patreon or anything like that? I do not. I do not have a Patreon. I actually, well, even if I had one, I don't know what I would be offering as rewards and stuff. But I could set up a Ko-fi if you guys are interested. Yeah, I don't know, because all my work is free. You can listen to it on Reddit, I guess. But if you would like to support me, I think donations would be nice. yeah. And then that German guy asks, what is your favorite movie / TV show? I don't really have a favorite. and I don't watch much TV either. So, blank. And then, do you have pets? I don't, but I would like a cat. And then, a sexual question. How often do you masturbate? Well, it depends. but I think on average, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. next question. What physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? I just like bodies. I don't know how to explain. I think male bodies are pretty great. Yeah. yeah, I just think human bodies are pretty. what time during the day are you the horniest? 2 a.m. in the morning? I think between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small? I think there's a place for every size, so I don't really have a preference. Someone asks, what color are your panties right now? They're red. what type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Well, I don't think I'll ever be able to record an incest play type of audio. Yeah, but I'm maybe possibly kind of open to listening to them. and then if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I don't know. I think at my current state, well, I don't think there's anything I could possibly say to my younger self besides I don't know what to say. Maybe to like never give up on, you know, stuff that I want.
ed stuff that I wanted. Not material stuff, obviously, but other things, I guess. Yeah, I did a lot of things when I was younger, and part of me wishes that maybe if I had stuck, learning piano for a little bit longer, I could be like really good, but there's no use in regretting it now. What was the last movie you saw? I don't remember. I'm sorry. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. I cry a lot when I'm watching movies. Yeah. So, I feel like it's a bit much, but it's okay. It's not hurting anyone. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Again, I don't remember. No one has really made me, like, angry enough to call them a cunt. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Well, I still love Courage the Cowardly Dog. That was a fun time. Yeah, it was great. Next question. Have you ever stolen something? I would like to believe I haven't. I don't think I have stolen anything. Dumbest fight you've ever had with your sibling? I have a younger brother, but we don't really fight. It's more like silly arguments and stuff. So basically, everything we fight about is dumb. So, yeah. Have you ever been in a car accident? I have been fortunate enough to never have experienced a car accident. Thoughts on fisting? I personally think that fisting is not for me. To those who enjoy it, good for you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could ever be able to do that. Thoughts on anal? It sounds like a fun time to those who like it. I haven't really experienced it. But if I do, hopefully my partner will train me properly. Yeah. Do you find tall men more attractive than short men? No. I just like men. Height doesn't really matter much to me, so yeah. And what exactly constitutes being tall? Because from my height's perspective, a lot of people are taller than me, therefore they're tall, so yeah, I don't really care much about that. Do you find muscular men more attractive than non-muscular men? Again, no, I don't really. I don't really care about that. I think there's no shame in being soft. I quite like to cuddle, so as long as you're a good cuddle buddy. Have you ever cheated on anyone? No. Have you ever cucked anyone? No. How would you react if the person you're sleeping with, be it a casual lover or full-on partner,
came to you and said, I'm looking into getting penis enlargement surgery. First of all, I have no control of what someone does with their body. If that's what they want, I'm not gonna stop them. But it would always be nice to do proper research first so you can make an informed decision. But yeah, I would be quite surprised though. But I think I would support them. If that's what they really want, then sure. This one is pretty long. It reads, hey, I just wanted to know your thoughts on this. I'm a male virgin, and I feel like having sex with a woman is a pointless endeavor at this point. Most women want cocks that are big and thick, and I'm not that. I've heard horror stories from men about how women reacted to their small sizes, and I don't want to go through any of those experiences. I'm also worried that sex with my size will never feel as pleasurable as having sex with a dude of a larger size. Even the toys nowadays that women purchase are of bigger sizes, and there's so many kinks based around humiliation of small penis sizes, like SPH, cuckolding, etc. So I feel like the world is telling me not to bother, since it'll never feel good for her anyway. Or even if it does, a bigger size will always be better. Should I stay a virgin and avoid potentially disappointing a woman, or take the risk? I feel like you should put yourself out there. At the end of the day, you know, if a woman is like, hey, I don't like your size, or, you know, they have some negative things to say, I feel like there'll always be other people that appreciate you. And what you have to offer, which is okay. I also feel like that size stereotypes and whatnot are not okay. It's sad, but because I remember recently reading about a person of color, and they were saying that they were also afraid that they were too small, considering that, you know, their race has been said to have bigger size. But I think you should put yourself out there. Don't take some of those comments to heart. Then the next question. Man with no car asks, have you ever been aroused, masturbated, and came whilst imagining fucking someone else's boyfriend or husband? No, I have not. I haven't. Thunderbird Jenkins asks, I like how you do rambles in the moment instead of reading scripts. What is it about people hearing you please yourself that gets you going?
Well, for the most part, when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I really won't be thinking about other people hearing me. I'll be thinking about myself. But it's always sweet to see, like, the comments and all the nice things people send me afterwards. It's very sweet. It's really, really nice. They also ask, have you ever considered doing an audio that was a direct response to another audio or with a live partner? I think it would be a fun time. But I don't know if I'd be able to do it. If it's like an audio that's a direct response, I think that would be interesting. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I feel like there are a lot of attractive fictional characters. And I feel like I'm gonna be like really exposed, but at the moment I'd say it's between Nanami from Jujutsu Kaisen and Enji Todoroki from My Hero Academia. Why? I think a lot of you would understand due to the nature of the audios I record. Someone has asked me to marry them. Sure, I guess. I mean, if you can afford it, go ahead. And that was the last question. Yeah. I want to say thank you to everyone who submitted their questions. Unfortunately, I could not answer all of them. Again, thank you for your support. And you should look forward to more of my recordings. Maybe I'll do this again. I don't know. And yeah. You can also let me know what you would like to listen to. Well, what you would like to hear from me, rather. And if you would be interested in me starting a Ko-fi page. Yeah, thank you for listening, bye.